Hello.
Hello.
Okay, here he is. Here, David.
Hello.
Hello, David.
Hey, Don.
What's up?
Not much. What y'all up to?
Well, Debbie's out at the cabin. She's supposed to be back pretty soon. She went out there to... We're hosting the Wyoming Quakers this weekend at our house, and some people are staying out at the cabin. So she went out there to kind of straighten up, and she's not back yet.
Y'all can talk for 30 minutes.
Hey, we can talk for 30 minutes for free.
Wow.
Kind of like a road trip.
Have to hang up.
Wow.
And after the warning sign, we got to hang up.
Well, what's the research?
This is some kind of deal we got.
Oh.
It's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
No.
Well, maybe Debbie will come in. So that would be good. She sure want to talk to you. I heard Leslie called you. She called Clint or something. But the phone was disconnected or something. So she's going to be in Florida next week.
Who is?
Leslie.
Why?
She's the governor of the Council for Exceptional Children at the University of Wyoming, and they're having a national convention, and so they're flying her there and paying all her expenses, and her and about three of her buddies, and so they've been tanning, and they're
trying
getting
to get ready for Florida.
Uh-huh, yeah, they could, yeah, she's, so. How you doing?
Hadn't gone back to work yet.
You hadn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, hey.
Semi-retired.
That's good.
I like it. Got Patsy here, moved in.
Oh, that's good.
Well, Mama don't think so.
Well, your mama, you know, there's a generational gap, our Grand Canyon between her and most of us.
Yeah, Evel Knievel wouldn't even jump over that one, would he?
Not if he was smart. I hadn't talked to them in a long time. I don't know. We've just kind of weird. They just, you know. Of course, I've been gone. I was in California all last week, seeing Ethan. But I don't know. Sterling called here tonight. I mean, and let we weren't here, but there's a message on the recorder.
Yeah.
And he said he would call back, but he hasn't. Because we were out to about 9:30.
All right, Alan. I got two conversations going.
I know. That's what it's like. John and his girlfriend are upstairs with the light out. I don't know what's going on, but
oh, well.
Good for him.
Alan said, hey, Uncle Don.
Hey, nephew Alan. We just couldn't. We watched those videos that James took at their reception, and they're really good. It's funny.
Yeah, we got some good ones. Started over trying to make a move on an 80-year-old woman.
I don't know. I don't think so. The fish flopping was on there. And then, it was kind of funny. Every time Earl's on, he's either eating or at the table getting more food.
Yeah.
Kind of funny. But.
Oh, either I'm going to get him another cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's snowing here tonight.
Snowing?
Mm-hmm. It's been snowing for about 3 days.
Well, it's been raining here for 3-4 days.
Wow.
Got flooded in about Monday.
Oh, in your driveway?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Nobody goes to work or school. I wasn't going to work anyway. We get out about 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Is Alan going to school?
Yeah, he's doing good.
Good. I couldn't get over how tall he was. Gosh.
Well, he's still going to be a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old is he?
16.
Mm-hmm. Well, just so he gets through, don't matter how old he is.
Well, I figure he's going to make it up because I told him I wasn't going to pay for summer school.
Mm. Have you seen your parents lately?
No.
My mother and daddy went up to New Albany, and they stopped by, I think, last Sunday and just visited a little bit. They didn't say much. I think they were doing pretty good. I think they're still planning on coming out here for John's graduation in May. And my parents will be out, and we're flying Ethan home, so we'll all kind of be here.
Last of the last.
Yes. And I got to tell you, man, I'm about ready.
Well, listen, what's going on up around Billings?
What do you mean?
That's national news.
Oh, you mean those freedom fighters or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, they're just, I don't really know. I haven't been following that too much. It's actually not around Billings, I don't think. I think it's more north or something.
Yeah,
but these freedom fighters, huh?
30 miles north of Billings.
Oh, is it that close to Billings? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these guys, it's kind of like, what's the name? They're kind of like vigilantes, or they're
kind of like Waco, Texas.
Yeah, they're kind of like they're more like the kind of guys that blew up the building in Oklahoma City.
Okay. Well, y'all not in with that, are you?
No, No, we're not into much.
Debbie's not into it.
But I'm going to tell you, your sister is into her job. She's got this job. You know, she flew out to California, you know, right after that reception for training, and she's come back, and, I mean, she's into it. She stays up. She's not really good at time management, and so she, like, stays up to 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning doing this stuff on this computer, and it's spread all over the house. And God, but she's very happy about it. She really likes it. I think it's good for her.
Sounds like a Doolittle.
Yeah, telling you. I just hope she can make it.
Oh, she will. Or that she'll drop out as much as she gets into it.
Well, she's into it.
Yeah, she'd drop out just quick.
Well, she's going to be sick. She's not here. I hope she'll come in.
Fixing up the cabin, huh?
Well, you know, she's just back. I mean, it's always pretty straight. But I'm going to tell you, we hadn't been out there too much this winter. We have just not been out there. You know, I was gone. Like, I've been gone like a month. I was gone about 3 weeks. I worked about 4 days the next 3 days the next week, and then left for another week. And we just hadn't been out there. And then when we're here, you know, we just stay in town or something. But we're gonna start using it more. I need to get out there and kind of work in the yard a little. We lost a bunch of limbs and trees and stuff. Kind of fell over this winter. Not big trees. Kind of little trees.
Yeah, that'll work. Something to do.
Yeah, but I don't like to do stuff like that. I'm lazy, man, basically.
Well, just hit the Lador.
There you go. Lador is, I don't even know if it's even open. I know it's for sale. This is kind of interesting. Luis and Donna.
Yeah.
You remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they have done been arrested.
For
they
what?
They have written lots of, like, bad checks and fraud, and it's just kind of a mess. And so, you know, that's who we'd work with Leslie's wedding reception.
Yeah.
And then the woman that made her cake, which is in no way connected to Lador or Luis or Don or anybody, but she lives in Story, she's famous for making wedding cakes, and she made Leslie's cake. She is in prison right now as we speak. She embezzled like $70,000 from this doctor she worked for. And so everybody, you know, that everybody is connected with Leslie's wedding. In friggin' prison, man. That's kind of funny.
That's the kind of big girl, isn't it?
Huh?
That you knew?
No, that was Susan.
Okay.
Susan had Luis's baby, though.
Sir?
Susan
had Luis's baby?
Well, it was either Luis's or yours. We couldn't. We couldn't.
Dom, we need to take another road trip. Hey, she ain't got mine.
Huh?
I got cut just like you did.
You did not?
Yes,
did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. But anyway, she had it about 9 months after you were here, and we did think about it. But anyway, it turned out she told someone it was Luis's baby.
Don.
What?
We need to take another one. Look like we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. I'm too chicken, man.
Well, I'm planning on bringing a friend up, not this summer,
mm-hmm.
but the latter part of next summer.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be Patsy's son. Just kind of middle around.
Good. How old is he?
Probably a month and a half.
No, how old is he?
Oh, he's, that's Patsy's son, 27.
Oh, okay. So y'all are going to stay up here in about a month, just mess around, travel around?
Yeah.
In the summer, late summer.
Yeah.
That'll be good. That's a good time. It's a good time.
I think we'll,
is that like August?
June, July, August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those would be good if you wanted to do some high country backpacking or hiking or something.
Well,
that'd be a good time.
I figure we'll spend a little bit of time up around Rochester.
Rochester?
Yeah, and then just north of y'all?
Manchester.
Okay.
Doing what?
Just hiking.
Well, you're not going to hike much in Rochester.
What about Flume?
The Tyflow. Well, that's the, you know,
same
that's
boat.
Well, that's up. You go past Rochester, past Dayton, and then go up the mountain that way.
Okay.
And then that's where the Tyflow is. And Debbie knows a lot more about that than I do because she's hiked that more than I have.
It's where they got the cave up there.
The Tongue River Cave is up there, yes.
All right.
And they've all been in the cave, but I don't do caves.
Well, I don't either.
That's something you'll never get me in.
I'll wait outside.
Man, there's shoot.
Claustrophobia.
Debbie's been
like
at. I don't like that at all. I don't want to be anywhere that I cannot flail my arms around if I get the notion. Debbie's been in it once or twice. John goes pretty regularly with some guys. Leslie's been. Everybody's been, but me. That's all right. Boy, I had a good time out with Ethan, though. I love California. Man alive, we had a good time.
That was on the trip back?
No, that was, I stayed in Dallas on the trip back. But I went out I was out there all last week. I went to a conference in San Jose, which is about 19 miles from Los Altos Hills, where Ethan lives. And so I stayed with Ethan and Wade. And then rented a car and just drove to San Jose every day. The conference was like 4 days. Then I had about 3 days that Ethan and I just messed around. And
expense paid.
Yeah.
Gosh, that must have been nice.
Yeah, it was. Of course, I had to pay. I mean, part of it, I get $600 a year to go to conferences and stuff. But, you know, that it took about that much or more to go do that by the time you rent a car for a week and. But I didn't have any hotel expenses, so that was good.
$25-$35 a day for a car?
Well, it cost me $148 for a week, but it was unlimited mileage. And I really got screwed because we went out and stayed out really late the night before I left, and my flight left at 6:20 a.m., and I just said, well, I will just get gas, fill up the car on the way to the airport. But then I ran out of time, and I didn't see a gas station. And so I had about a half a tank. and they charged me $2.99 a gallon to fill that sucker up. It really made me mad.
Should have got out 38 and just put some leaded gas into it.
But anyway, but we had a good time. But and then we got all these Quakers here this weekend. They'll be here all day tomorrow at our house.
Well, next time you come down, you need to meet the, David Sykes.
David Sykes?
Yeah.
Who is David Sykes?
He speaks about seven languages. He's got all these Russians that come in.
Mm-hmm.
He's a professor out here at school.
Well, I have just heard of David Sykes.
He sends off recipes. They fish out there in the underwear and stuff.
They fish out in their underwear. Fish where?
At the Legion Hut. Yeah.
Well, that is an interesting guy.
Very. Yeah, hmm. You need to meet him.
Yeah, well, he sounds good. I'd like to do that. You know, my friend Tom Slater is from Starkville, and he knows the Legion Hut, and he knows the Crossroads.
Who is this?
This is a guy named Tom Slater.
He's I know him.
You know Tom Slater? Well, he lives out here now.
I'll be doggone.
He's lived out here for years.
Well, he probably knows David Sykes, too.
Well, I'm going to ask
these
him.
Russians.
Uh-huh.
And they are Pakistanians.
Mm-hmm.
All the nationalities.
And he can speak their language.
Oh, yeah. That's what he does at school out here at Mississippi State.
Wow.
And that's the only amusement park they got.
Mm-hmm.
They had the damn county out.
Hmm.
They didn't do anything with them, though. That's just a way of life up there.
Yeah. That's something about Mississippi State's basketball team in the top four.
Oh, yeah, they playing tomorrow night.
Is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, last weekend.
Wow.
We go to an auction. We're hitting, me and Patsy, we're hitting mm-hmm. auctions.
There's a great one here tomorrow, but I can't go because I got this Quaker thing. An antique auction or what?
Oh, this is the auction for anything. Got
yeah.
little computers.
Uh-huh.
Setting up flea market.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We're supposed to make some money off of it.
Oh, you're next selling market. Stuff.
Yeah. We buy it and sell it.
Oh, wow.
Just back your truck in, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sell whatever you can.
Wow. Well, have you seen Sterling and those guys lately?
No.
I don't think we've talked to them since we were in Columbia. We had a good time that Sunday night. That was kind of nice.
I let y'all stay up.
Oh, God.
2, 3, 4 o'clock?
No. I was too tired. I mean, that was, it wasn't that late. But it was really interesting. Of course, talked about you a lot. Of course, you probably figured that.
Yes.
And, of course, Earl and Joanne.
Oh, they always come in.
They do, I'm telling you. Sterling has been so hurt.
He's got resentment.
He really does. I've never...
A
bunch of it. But anyway, and you never know what to do about it. But
well, you just listen.
Mm-hmm. That's all we did. It was fun. And then Debbie brought up a bunch of stuff, that childhood stuff, and that just kind of... You know, I just stayed completely away from all that, though. But coming back, I stopped in Port Arthur and saw my old girlfriend. Got a letter from her today.
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. I let Debbie read it, though. It was pretty.
Yeah, we went over there to the UPO auction.
Is that where it is?
Well, that's one of them. We go to Columbus, West Point.
Oh, I love an auction, man.
We're hitting them all.
I wanted to go to that one in Columbia that night, but course we didn't. But.
No, we kind of missed it out.
Mm-hmm.
We were too full because Batch ate seven fish.
Well, see, I made a mistake. I should have got all you can eat. But I was afraid of the bones. I didn't want to be picking bones all night. But I could have eaten more fish because I didn't get enough, really.
Well, if you didn't get enough, you should have passed on down. We could have got about three or four more fish.
But I didn't even think about it. But, you know, that whole night is such a blur, really. I mean, it's just, golly.
Well, we had to rearrange the tables. You started that, didn't you?
Well, I did start it, but I'm glad I did. I'm telling you, I didn't like the way it was going.
I hear you.
Because I wanted Mother and Daddy to get more attention than they were getting. Because it's their, you know, it's their time. And I thought it, anyway, I'm glad we did. Everybody made fun of it, but I didn't care.
That's fine. Well, got my truck out last Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he doesn't get in at 3.
Mm.
Not good.
Mm. So what'd you do?
I worried more than I ever did. Divorce ain't nothing.
Worrying about the kids. Oh, that's what I'm so sick of. I get in the car today. My old van is broken, and that's what John has been taking to school and soccer practice and work. So we've been kind of loaning him the car. So anyway, I go down and get the car while he's at soccer practice, and I look on, and he's got his snowboard on the car. There's snow on it. I look inside, and he's got all of his snow boots and all that, and he's at just, you know, at soccer practice. So I take the car, go home. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to figure it out. You know, it takes me a while. And I said, he went snowboarding. He cut school today and went snowboarding. So he comes home, and I said, well, John, how was school? He says, I didn't go. I went snowboarding. And I said, well, I really appreciate
you. He told you.
Yeah, I said, well, I really appreciate you telling me the truth. Of course, it was pretty obvious. I mean, he knew I knew. And I said, well, can you stand, I mean, can you have an excuse to ask this? Because I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to excuse this. He said, yeah.
No written permit.
Huh?
No written permit.
Well, I don't know what he's going to do, but, you know, I said, golly, well, and, you know, there's a part of me I don't really care. You know, he's a senior. He's acting like a senior, like he's, you know, he's through, and he's just biding his time, really. But
tell
soccer.
Don, I got another 3 years to go.
Mm.
Thank you.
Well.
That's all I need to know.
That's all I can say, man. That is all I can say. And see, John, is I put your shoes out there if that's what you're looking for. John is, I think Debbie is going to take John out to California in June, the 1st of June, or as soon as people leave. Because he is really wanting to go to California and work and, you know, save money.
And his brother's steps.
Yeah, and I think Ethan and John would do well together. You know, Ethan kind of knows the ropes a little bit. He's been out there, you know, a year and a half. And I really like their apartment. It's up in the kind of the foothills above the city. Just beautiful. So, I'm happy with. Well, that, because, he worked at the Holiday Inn here. He's been working all year. I think this might be Debbie. But not, though.
Hope so.
I think Megan just left.
They threw, huh?
That helps. Thanks.
You're welcome.
She's a really good looking.
Don.
We need a road trip.
This stuff.
I know it. I'm way old, too old for it, man.
Yeah.
So, how are you two doing road trips?
Yeah, I'm dog.
Patsy,
I'm
go
through
with
those.
Hmm?
I'm through with those road trips.
Hmm.
necessity now.
Hmm?
A necessity.
Hmm.
Load up both the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Akita and a Golden Retriever.
Mm, I like a Golden Retriever.
Oh, he'll go 2 foot underwater to get it.
Mm.
And a ride through little Chicago over here.
Mm.
All kind of stuff flying.
Mm.
County likes it.
Mm.
County law.
Mm. Well, have you been over to do that roof for your daddy?
No. That's been pending for 3 months now, I think.
Yeah, well, he mentioned it to me. I thought he said Sterling and you and Sterling were going to do it or something.
Don't need to work for Sterling. Just the way it is.
Yeah, you're too fast for him, aren't you?
I think so. I'll get over and do it.
I don't know why he wants to do stuff like that. Of course, that's a mess out with those trees. Of course, he's loved that, though, I think. But that's given him, that's kept him really busy, giving him something to do.
Yeah, he made about $12,000 off of it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Cutting the, I mean, for the
he
selling the wood.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he's doing with it. He's got to hide it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I know what he's not doing with it.
I do too. That's what Earp Sterling about it.
Yeah, well, you know
what he talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a fact.
You know, I mean that did kind of surprise and hurt him.
I mean, Daddy's paying all this stuff to state and federal.
Mm-hmm.
He could be paying us.
Well, you know,
I don't understand.
Well, I never will understand it. You know,
he can peel off something like $30,000 a year. Legally.
Paying off what?
That's over paid on taxes.
That's what he pays on taxes.
And this parole and all this stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think he donates it to the Republican or Democrat, whichever one it is.
Well, it ain't Democrat, I bet, because he hates Bill
what
Clinton.
What he needs to do is check the young'uns and put it on it even more so. He can double up on it. No, I can't convince him to do that.
Mm-hmm. What's your idea?
He's got about an extra $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing the $10,000, that's non-taxable.
Mm-hmm.
He could do up to 30. That'd be nice.
Do what with the 30?
Distribute it over the three kids. That's me,
mm-hmm.
Sterling,
mm-hmm.
Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't savvy that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got it all right there in his front left pocket. And a little bitty right.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why he doesn't understand that.
Yeah, well, you know, I've given up. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I hadn't. Sterling and Debbie have.
Well, you know, Debbie just, Debbie just got so
Debbie
emotional.
She hoards over the stuff, doesn't she?
Hers
is hers.
Yeah, kind
hey,
of.
That ain't right.
Mm-hmm. Well, she she's making some money. She's not making a lot of money on this job, but she's okay with it. I'm just I'm basically
Don.
You know, I'm basically supporting her. But
yeah, it's nothing on descendants.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it is. But Daddy can do a lot better than what he's doing. But he's got his ways set.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to change them. And whoever, this is Ward, that's his accountant.
Yeah, Charlie Ward.